What is it now?
I know. It's so damn early, Roger Earle.
What is it now? What do you want now? You're always calling me. Good morning.
Yeah, actually, my assistant just woke me up about 20 minutes ago. She said, you have an interview at 9:40. And I said, why would you do that? She said, you okayed it the other day.
You can't fire your assistant.
There must have been something wrong with me.
Dude, you never age. You've been playing like Savoy Brown, where you and Lonesome Dave came from to form Foghat. You've been like playing, what, professionally since 1966, Roger?
That's right. How about that?
When did you first pick up the drums?
I started playing taking lessons when I was 12 years old. I've been to see Jerry Lee Lewis. My father took me to see him. My father was a piano player.
Mm-hmm.
And my older brother, Colin, played piano, and so did my dad. My brother was in Mungo Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
In the summertime.
Summertime when the weather is right.
That's right. And the lead singer, Ray, was the singer in the first band I was in. Anyway, I went to see Jerry Lee Lewis, and I was never the same after that. My mother said, he addled his brain.
And what did your father say?
I said, Dad, I want to get a motorbike. He said, I'm not going to help you with that, son. I said, I want to get a drum kit. And he said, I know somebody who teaches drums, so I practiced diligently for about 2 years. And when I saved money after school. I used to work after school three days a week, and Saturday mornings I used to work in a bakery. Mm-hmm. So I saved all my money, and I put 50% down, and Dad signed on the dotted line. And we lived in a rather small semi-detached house in Hounslow, which is actually near where Phil Collins grew up as well.
I didn't know, kidding. So your dad basically, instead of like helping you out buying your first car, your dad was basically the co-signer on your first set of drums.
He was the co-signer, and I paid every week, because he said to me, he said, you know, you have to keep this up, son. It was my first big test of being a grown-up.
Yeah. When you were in the bakery, what was your job in the bakery, Roger?
Putting jam and cream in the donuts. that was one of them. That was what I aspired to. Initially, it was just basically like cleaning everything.
Right. Then you graduated up to being the jam and jelly guy.
The jam and jelly guy. Actually, it was a cool job. They paid me really well. And of course, I spotted the two donuts that I wanted because I put extra jam and jelly in them. So, it was good.
So you said that you lived, so right down the street from you was Phil Collins? I didn't know that.
No, he lived in the same townhouse, which is a suburb of about 5 miles from London Airport.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know him, but I read that he grew up in Hounslow. So, Phil, he's on the road again.
Yeah, he was here last summer.
Yeah. I love it when he plays with the horns. Stuff.
Roger Earle joins us here on 98.5 NCX Foghat. Couple of shows. Hey, this Friday the 26th, 7 and 9 p.m. at Tangier's beautiful room in Akron. And you get tickets at thetangier.com. Never wanted to be a guitar guy, lead singer, let those guys chase the girls. Drums was your thing, right?
Actually, I did play piano for a while. I can play a 12-bar in the key of C somewhat sort of okay. But guitar players usually play in A and E. And that requires a little bit more dexterity than I have on my fingers.
So I'm sure your dad was happy about that too, right?
Actually, my father came to see us a number of times. I also did in 1977, it was my father's 60th birthday.
Okay.
And I had tons of money, and so I brought them over from England, and they stayed like in Park Lane, a nice hotel. And we did a show called The Blues Show, where we supported Muddy Waters, Johnny Hooker, Eddie Bluesman Kirkland,
wow.
Johnny Winter, and Foghat was the house band. So we're backstage, and we're still hanging out and talking. And I go up to Muddy Waters and I say, Muddy, it's my mum and dad. Mum and dad, meet Muddy Waters. And there they are with their youngest son, who's playing with his heroes, because they used to play Muddy Waters stuff when I was a kid.
Sure.
When I bought his first record when I was 15. I was still at home then.
Mm-hmm.
And just wore it out. So they were, I had really cool parents. They were very supportive. They didn't beat me. Well,
unless you didn't bring home about free donuts from that job.
I used to bring home a box of donuts. Actually, it was a bag of donuts. Roger, bag of donuts.
Mm-hmm. So Roger Earle joins us here on 98.5 NCX, a drummer from Foghat. Two shows on Friday the 26th at Tangier in Akron. TheTangier.com is where you get the tickets, 7 and 9 o'clock. This Friday in Akron. Also, you can check out the band at foghat.com. Got Foghat's a threesome now, so it's you. Brian Bassett. Now, that's the dude from Wild Cherry?
That's right. Play that funky music, white boy.
Wild Cherry, that's Ohio from Steubenville, man. That's Ohio roots here.
Yeah, Brian's brilliant. He so sort of produces and mixes all our albums. We've made 4 albums since Dave passed away 20 years ago. We've done a bunch of like live CDs. And Charlie Hume, vocals. He was with Ted Nugent from 79 to 80-something.
Yeah, Charlie Hume replaced Derek St. Holmes when Nugent's band was... He sang on Stranglehold and all of the big songs for Ted Nugent. No pressure there.
No pressure, yeah. Charlie's got a great voice, great guitar player.
Yeah.
Rodney O'Quinn is playing bass because Craig McGregor, our longtime bass player, passed away a year ago, last February. Rodney O'Quinn is a really great bass player. In fact, he was handpicked by Craig. He was with Pat Travers' band.
Yeah.
And they were playing out in Pennsylvania near where Craig lived. And Craig went to see him. He met Rodney after the show, and he said, come and have breakfast with me tomorrow. So Rodney said, okay, I'll come and hang out and have breakfast with Craig McGregor. And then after Craig talked to him, he wanted to see what he had under his fingernails. And Craig called me up, and he said, hey, Roger, you want to get this guy in the band? He's like a mini-me. And I said, okay. So Craig, at that time, we had 3 or 4 different bass players playing in the band because Craig McGregor, as far as I was concerned, was still our bass player. And he came out and played 1 or 2 shows. The last show he played with us was with Deep Purple. Yeah, I miss my brother. We were brothers by a different mother.
Mm. Foghat now going on year number 48. Roger Earl, what a pleasure, man. Drummer from Foghat. 98.5 NCX, Foghat, couple of shows, Friday the 26th, 7 to 9 p.m. This Friday at Tangiers in Akron. You can get tickets at thetangier.com. And also you can follow Roger at foghat.com.
We're going to boogie your boot heels and sneakers away. A good time will be had by one and all. We insist on that. Actually, we take requests.
Really?
I was going to say we don't play no stinking ballads, but we do play one now. It's the 40th anniversary of Boogie Motel album. I think we had 2 hits off of that. One of them was a ballad.
Third Time Lucky was my favorite song from you guys.
Well, actually, Dave used to call it a slow rocker.
Yeah.
My brother was playing keyboards on it as well.
First Time I Was a Fool, yeah.
Fool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, never knew love could be so cruel.
You know, it'd be a good request. You guys could maybe should learn the Michael Stanley song, My Town. Believe it or not, Metallica, when they were here last, played that song, My Town, during their set. Michael, very famous Northeast Ohio musician, also had great success in the 70s and 80s. Yeah, learn the song, My Town. You guys will be, they'll throw a parade for you in Akron and here in Cleveland, too. All right, Roger, we got a skedaddle, man. Thanks again for waking up with us. You have yourself an outstanding day, and we look forward to hearing you in Akron. Okay, bud?
That's nice talking to you.